From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The World Health Organization has labeled the outbreak of the Ebola virus in Africa a global health emergency. They're tapping the leading experts to head there to help. One of them is Dr. Eileen Marty, professor of infectious diseases at Florida International University's College of Medicine. And it's not the first time she's been called into similar service. She's originally from Cuba. She's a product of both Our Lady of Lourdes Academy in Miami and the University of Miami, and she joins us from the FIU campus. Doctor, however do you prepare for something like this?
I was in the military for 25 years, and rapid deployments are not uncommon for me. And the same is true with the deployments that I've had in the past for WHO. So I actually keep a suitcase half packed. And knowing that most of my deployments have been to tropical areas, in my packed luggage, I include those incredibly necessary items for those kinds of places, such as mosquito repellent.
What's attracted you to the world of infectious diseases?
There's nothing more fascinating in my mind if you're, first of all, interested in helping people, and second of all, interested in life on planet Earth in general. Because infectious diseases really encompasses that total interaction between all the organisms that live on the planet. And it isn't just about which ones do us harm, it's also which ones do us good and how we can live with those that can be good and can be bad depending on circumstances.
How would you characterize this particular outbreak? Because it's being called the worst one ever.
It absolutely is the worst one that has ever been on record. In fact, if you add up all the previous outbreaks since 1976 of the various different strains of Ebola, we now have more people affected than the sum total of all those other outbreaks.
And what do you think the reasoning is? Because one would hope that transmission of diseases and understanding where diseases come from and how people catch them would improve, not decline.
That's true. In this particular case and for this particular virus, you're talking about, first of all, what's normally a rare disease. Number two, it's a disease that in virtually every other outbreak has been localized to rural areas where and in one country. So the containment in that regard was already easier. This one, which cases actually began in December of 2013, wasn't really recognized as an Ebola hemorrhagic fever outbreak until February, and WHO didn't even have a chance to step in until late March. So by that time, having started, yes, in a rural area, but having spread very quickly to urban areas and to three different countries because of the exact location where it started, put it in a completely different category. Because now you have to deal with three different governments, three different ministries of health, three different concepts of how to manage things, and three different socio-political economic situations right away. And now, of course, we know that there are cases in Nigeria as well. So this is complicated by that. It's also complicated by the social norms in that area, how their funeral rites in that area, and the belief systems there. So all of that has combined to make it a perfect storm that has allowed this outbreak to get so far and involve so many people so quickly.
Dr. Eileen Marty, best of luck to you, and please come back safely, and please tell us what it was like.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.